Isu air sekali lagi menjadi tumpuan di negara ini. Baru-baru ini, Astro Awani membawakan laporan di Kuala Kedah. Penduduk tidak mendapat akses air lebih 3 bulan. Malah masalah ini umpama satu perkara biasa jika melibatkan masyarakat orang asli. Statistik menunjukkan 53% komuniti orang asli contohnya hanya mempunyai akses sedikit atau langsung tidak ada akses kepada sumber air pipe. Ditambah dengan air sungai yang tercemar selain fenomena cuaca panas dan kering ketika ini memburukkan lagi keadaan takungan air. Persoalannya, adakah ia di tahap kritikal dan apalagi usaha khususnya melibatkan kerjasama badan bukan kerajaan untuk menyelesaikan isu ini? Sudah tentu, izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris untuk kita mengulas lanjut mengenai perkara ini. I welcome you, Hoss Wazzle, the Vice President Holding CN Oceana. I want to say thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk about the work that you have done with Atlas Copco for Orang Asli. This is actually a brilliant idea and we need more of this. Tell us more about the effort and how are non-profit organizations and community groups working to address the issue of polluted water in Orang Asli villages and what kind of impacts are their efforts having on the ground?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a program what was created in 1984 by employees within Atlas Copco, by two employees. It was the first project in Peru. And we believe that, of course, clean water is a basic human right. And we want to bring this with our project to many countries in the world. And we have done projects now in more than 50 countries. And this was, in principle, now another one in the Southeast Asian region after Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, that we also do more in Malaysia. Because you have still around 8% of people in Malaysia who have not access to clean water. And we always do that with the contribution of our employees, and then the company double the number what the employee is given. Example, if the employee gives $1, we double it, so it will be $3 at the end. We were looking for a partner in Malaysia, and of course we found a partner with the Global Peace Foundation in Malaysia, a company which guide us through projects, potential projects, and we found this village in an area, in a very remote area, who had no power, no clean water, no access to water. And
all right, there's a lot of issue that you've been seeing. So talking about access of water for all, access more communities, and even sustainability, how is this project a step in the right direction to ensure long-term access to clean water?
Yeah, in principle, it's a small step in the right direction. And we believe that there's always a better way. We created for this village a solar power pump system to pump the water out of the ground, what we drilled, and then also put it through a filter system and pump it further into the village that the people in the village have access to this clean water. And beside that, we created bathrooms and toilets that they have also from a hygiene perspective, a much better setup in the village for this.
As you mentioned just now, 8% Malaysian does not have access to water. And definitely moving forward, we want to create lasting value and ultimately we want to have water security in Malaysia. So what is the future for water security in Malaysia and what more can be done?
So the first thing, what is important, that we also maintain what we install, because that's important that we have with our partner giving maintenance contracts that these setups are good and working correctly with good efficiency. And we are looking now for new projects, either in the same area, either in other areas. But we will, and we promise that we will come back with new projects. There might be different, there might be other setups, but we will absolutely come back on new projects in other areas, or on top of that, what we have built here.
And we surely hope you can come back bigger and stronger for other projects to cover other parts of Malaysia. And again, I want to say thank you very much to Horst Wazel, the Vice President holding CN Oceania. All right, now we'll be taking a short break. And after this, Ibrahim Sani will be continuing on. We'll be right back.